When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
So I feel a bit like I did last night after watching the tape. The same comments that I felt from the post-game interview there. So I thought we did some real nice things defensively, especially in crucial times. The same players that I mentioned yesterday, whether it was Chris Jones on a fourth down and, whether it was a big play on the back end, the linebackers were flying around. Tranquil ends up with the 10 tackles, and I just all the way around, I thought they took Spags's game plan and they executed it and did a great job with that against a team. I mean, you've got to give the Chargers credit. Their quarterback was banged up a bit, and he stuck it out all the way through and did a nice job for him. So yeah, which is a big step, I know, for Jim going forward and building that thing. As far as the offense goes, there are some good things. There are a bunch of things that we've got to work on and get ourselves better at. And I felt like in the first half, we were shooting ourselves in the foot continually, whether it was penalties or sacks or interceptions. Those are all self-inflicted wounds that you can't have and play consistent ball. They're drive stoppers. And once you take a step back in this league, the percentage of scoring go way down. So you really got to stay on top of that part and make sure we take care of business there. But the second half, we settled down a little bit, had a big play in there, mixed in there. I thought Xavier showed what he could do. He had a couple other potential opportunities there that we weren't quite able to get to him. But you got a chance to at least see him operate out there and do some nice things as one of the primary receivers. And then Kelsey had a nice day, and it was good to see that. So, which which we knew was going to happen somewhere along here. They played quite a bit of zone, so allowed Kels to work in zones, and they weren't squeezing him on that. And then Kareem getting him into the mix, I thought was good. I mean, we still have confidence in the other two guys too. And Carson's got to hang on to the ball. That's the obvious one. He traditionally hadn't been a fumbler, but we actually saw this with Kareem when he was young. So if that's any positive to it, but he's got to figure that part out and make sure that he hangs on to the football. And then special teams wise, I thought Ariza had a big day with his punts. He did a great job of keeping the ball inside the 20. And special teams in general, I thought played well. So between Nags and Spags and Dave Tobe, I thought they had good plans going into this thing. And Nags was so positive on the sideline, just focusing in on these guys, challenging them to get rid of the mistakes, and good things are going to happen. And then Spags, I thought, did a good job of, after that first drive that they had, just kind of, hey, let's tighten this thing up and keep attacking here and do it just a little bit better. So that took place. And then as far as Rasheed's injury goes, we're still testing him on things here, but so I don't have a definite for you right now, but we will get it to you. And he's not going to be available obviously this week, so we're going to make sure we get all the tests that need to be done, and then we'll let you know on that. So all right, with that, time's yours.
We'll kick things off with Adam Teicher. Adam?
Hey, Andy. Understanding that Xavier Worthy's a young guy and a rookie and all that, but you guys kind of need him now. Is it realistic at this stage to expect that he could give you even more than he's given you right now? And how do you do that? And Kelsey, I'll have a second question as well.
Yeah, we'll see how he does. I mean, we've got guys here that have experience of playing in the game, so I mean, it's not that he's the only one. Doesn't have to be the only one. So we've got a good group of guys there that we can utilize, and we normally spread the ball around, and that's what we'll continue to strive to do.
Okay. You've got
What was the other part? Yeah, go ahead.
You've got three receivers on the practice squad. Do you see any help from any of those guys, whether it's Ross, Washington, or Romeo?
Yeah, you know what? I haven't sat down with Brett yet, so I'm gonna just kind of hold off on that. But he and I'll get together here a little bit later, so.
We'll go next to Jesse Newell. Jesse?
Hey, Andy and Kelsey, I have a quick follow-up. Andy, Clyde is eligible to come back this week. Can you just give an update on where you guys are at with him?
Yeah, again, let me get with Brett, and then we'll be able to give you more on that. I don't want to say anything now that I don't have a definite on.
Okay, and just another quick one with the Rice injury. Can you just talk about where you guys stand with Sky Moore and kind of where he's at right now?
Yeah, Sky's a good football player. He's given us some good downs. He had the one drop yesterday on the third down that he knows he has to make, but he's given us some good downs over these four games. So we're okay there.
We'll go next to Pete Sweeney. Pete?
Thanks, Kelsey. I'm just curious, in the light of the situation, just your evaluation as you had Juju late in camp and how he has looked in your eyes. And is he a potential guy that could maybe, if you are without Rice for a little bit, take a bigger load there?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think he's played quite a bit up to this point. And I think he's in good shape, Pete. And I don't think that's a problem. Pat's got a lot of trust in him, and he's still a good football player. Yeah.
We'll go next to Nate Taylor. Nate?
Hey, Andy, I have two questions as well. My first is, In light of Rasheed's injury and ahead of the trade deadline, you've been through this a couple times, Andy, obviously with Kadarius Toney and bringing McColl back last year. Can you just explain what the difficulties are if you do make a trade for a veteran receiver trying to implement that player into the offense midway through the season? And Kelsey, I have a second question.
Yeah, Nate, it would depend on who the guy is. I mean, that's the obvious. If he's got experience in the offense, then it's not too bad. But it takes, you know, it takes somebody a little bit of time to get himself involved and get the terminology down. But it's a lot easier now than it is during training camp when they have to learn a gazillion plays. Here, they just have the game week to learn. But getting on the same page with the quarterback and the timing and all that, that's a bigger issue normally.
And not having a chance to watch Kareem following the game, just what impressed you the most and where do you think his role can maybe grow with more opportunities?
Yeah, so I thought he ran hard and I thought he was pretty accurate with the holes that he hit. He did well. He had a couple receptions there, so and an opportunity from even a couple others. We had a screen there called for him. So, you know, I think we all have a lot of trust in Kareem since he had been here and we kind of know how he's wired and he's been able to pick stuff up pretty quick. So I think we're okay there increasing him. I'm sure he's pretty sore today. So it's he had a lot of carries there.
We'll go next to Sam McDowell. Sam?
Hey, Andy. That last third down conversion that you had to sort of ice the game, given its similarity to the final play, third down attempt you ran in Atlanta, can you take me through what stood out on that play and what led to your execution of it? And Kelsey, I'll have a real quick follow-up.
Yeah, so man coverage slot, and that's a good man play. Very similar to the one we ran the week before. Travis kept it high in the right position there. So that was the biggest difference. Yeah.
And I know Patrick checked to that play in Atlanta. Was that a play that you called from the sideline, or is that something he saw again in the defense?
Yeah, so it's an alert play. So it's we've got a couple things that we can do. We give him two calls, and he's got the primary call, and then he's got an alert to it. So, and that's the alert, yeah, that he did, yeah.
We have three more for you, Coach, and we'll go first to Matt Derrick.
Hey, Coach, a couple of questions for you. First, Wanya Morris in his second game at left tackle, did you see some progression there? Did you see maybe knocking off a little bit of the rust, and how did he perform overall?
Yeah, listen, he did some good thing. I thought the best thing he did was he battled through, and that's a good player. He was going against the majority of the time, but he hung in there and battled and did some good things. And he's got a couple things he can learn from too. So, but I thought overall he put up a good fight there.
And this is kind of a big picture philosophical question, but you know, passing yards are down 16 yards a game compared to last year. Run numbers are up a little bit, but this has been kind of a part of a bigger trend. I mean, passing numbers are down more than 40 yards a game from their peak. You've talked about the pendulum at times. I asked you this kind of last year. I'm kind of curious if your attitude or your kind of your position on it has changed. Do you see there's being a pendulum a bit more towards the defenses, or are there other reasons that you see why offenses are having a hard time right now compared to the past few years?
Yeah, well, I mean, teams are playing a little bit more shell coverage on you and trying not to give up the big shots. I think the pass rush guys we've got some good defensive players in this league right now that are really good pass rushers. So you've got to get the ball out on time and quicker. So the routes end up being a little bit shorter the majority of the time. But and then you've also got some pretty good quarterbacks on the other hand, and you want to keep those guys on the bench. And so teams feel that if they run the ball a little bit more, they can keep those guys off the field.
We'll go next to Sarin Petro. Sarin?
Coach, I wonder if you could take us through the interception on Pat, maybe what he saw, what he was thinking he could do there, and maybe how he could do it differently.
Yeah, so he was trying to get the ball to Kels there just right out of the break, and he didn't see seven back there, kind of playing almost a gray area. He was tempting you to throw it in there, and we had Xavier over the top, so that probably would end up being the throw if you were going to have a throw there.
And we'll go last to Matt McMullen. Matt.
Hey, Coach. Brett Veach won his 200th game as a front office member in the NFL yesterday. I think you gave him a game ball in the locker room. I just was curious if you could speak to your respect for Brett and what he's done here in Kansas City.
Yeah, Brett's done a phenomenal job with the personnel, and you know, we appreciate his energy that he brings every day, and the players, they see that, and they see the competition and depth that we have on the team, and how Brett goes about his business. You know, Pat ended up presenting him the game ball, and it's saying something when a player does that, more so than either the front office or the coach, you know. So I think that he's got that respect. That's a tough position to be in, because you're not only bringing guys in, but you're also letting guys go. So you know, you can be the good cop and the bad cop, and it's a tough position to balance. But he's very real with people and how he goes about his business there. So he's going to let you know kind of where and whys of what he does.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now, and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.